several of them have. It's been a relatively small number. Most are ill, or most become ill, but do not have severe symptoms. I don't have a number of actual people who have been hospitalized at this point.
And are you able to identify any clusters that they have originated from or any unique places that you're trying to trace back to?
Well, I think we've noticed some clusters. We have in Jasper County a relatively large population of Spanish-speaking folks, and we seem to have a fair amount within that community, but not just that community. We have seen some clusters as far as in particular cultures within the community, and we have seen some that, you know, I mean, obviously they'll most of them work, and so we've seen some cases within individual companies or industries, but it's unclear at this point that the exposure necessarily occurred in the workplace. Many of them appear that they were just community acquired.
Okay. Are you able to confirm whether that industry is the poultry production industry?
Not all of them. No, we've had some cases in the poultry industries. We've also had some in pretty much any other facility in the area. So, you know, I can't really say that's a primary, necessarily a primary source or anything.
Okay, and lastly, what's the situation on hospital capacity there in Jasper County? I presume a lot of patients end up going to hospitals in Joplin and even Springfield. What are you hearing in terms of hospital capacity given this pretty significant spike in COVID cases?
Well, the last conversation I had with it, Carthage does have a hospital. It's a smaller hospital, but it's Mercy does have a presence here in Carthage. We've had numerous conversations with them, and they're telling us that they're still fine. They don't have any major issues. Most people from this area go to the hospitals in Joplin because they're just a larger presence. Those hospital systems, while they're having seen an uptick in cases, none have reported that they're getting to a point where they're becoming critical or having major issues. What we have heard is, if you go on down into the Northwest Arkansas area, many of the hospitals down in those areas are starting to become overwhelmed, and so that could potentially affect our hospital capacity here locally.
Okay, Tony Moore, Director of the Health Department in Jasper County, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.
And Moore told us he's trying to get the word out that keeping 6 feet of distance between people is more important now than ever. He says hand washing, practicing good cough and sneeze hygiene, and wearing masks in public are essential to slowing the spread of COVID-19. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.